The final day of school, y'all. That's it. School is out for summer, man. This is forever.
This was always a tradition in my household. The last day of school, Graham would call. Hey, you playing Alice Cooper yet? She hates Alice Cooper, but she knows this song.
That's the only one you really need to know from Alice Cooper, really.
Well, we got no choice.
No more school.
Girls and boys.
Angsty teens unite. Final day for RPS 205.
Yep, this is it, the final day. K through 11 students, they get a breakfast, they get a lunch, and then it's all over. Yeah. That's all I wanted to hear.
Yeah, right. Yeah. A lot of yearbook signings today, too, I'm sure. People telling each other to hags.
Did you get, like, most likely summer. To be arrested or something in your book?
No, I got best eyes at one point.
I had best hair.
Best hair? You still have a good head of hair.
It's crazy. Stupid stuff. But, you know, and you know, you look back at your book and you're like, who is this person that wrote that?
Why did they give me their phone number?
Yeah, why? Now you tell me you had a crush on me.
Bull bits.
All right, we start off with Father's Day. $23 billion will be spent on dad starting this week. And at what age do most men believe they start turning into their father? You know, like falling asleep and napping in front of the TV? Maybe having their own special chair?
Good question.
Dancing like crazy, like really bad at family gatherings, would, you know?
Telling dad jokes.
What age do you think we start turning into our dads?
Answer now?
Yeah.
37.
Very close, 38.
Oh.
38.
Wow.
Yeah. So, if you're at that age... You are now your dad.
I have been obsessed with this, Steve. There's a trend on TikTok. People are connecting with animal communicators. And they are doing basically like psychic readings on your dog. And you can get to know more about your dog by doing this. What their favorite things are to do. Why they act a certain way. Apparently, this is a thing. It's taking over. And it might be rather accurate. So there's that. There's also the fact that scientists are researching how they can use AI to decode dog vocalizations. They're leveraging human speech models to identify the different types of barks and sounds that dogs let out. Those would then translate into words and phrases so that we could very simply communicate with our animals. This might be on the forefront in the future.
So, like Doug in the movie Up, where he had the vocal collar and he could talk like, my name is Doug.
Yeah.
How are you?
You are my master.
Yeah. And that could probably happen now.
I hope it happens while Clark is still on this earth.
Well, then, if that does happen, Clark would one day say, you forgot about me. Where's my postcard?
But you're saying, like, you know, he looks like he has something to say. We were talking about it earlier. You watched Clark, and it looks like he's got something to say all the time when he's looking at you, right?
And right now, when he looks at you, he's cussing you out.
Why?
Because 4% of pet owners do this while they're on vacation to let their pets know that they're thinking about them.
4%?
You didn't do it.
Get him something?
Send them a postcard.
Send them a postcard? He can't read.
Doesn't matter.
He can't read. He has no thumbs to hold the postcard.
No.
Why'd I send him a postcard? We did stop in a couple of different pet shops they had in Charleston to see if there was anything that we could get him specifically from there, which sounds dumb, I'm sure, because he doesn't know where things come from. But there was nothing, so we got him.
But when
nothing.
I dog sit, any dog, I always take pictures and I try to send them out as if the dog was sending them to you. Did
Which
you notice that?
We appreciate those. Nikki like cried at one of them. You sent, he's like, look it, he's got his head on their foot. Oh,
he disowns us. They have taken over our dog.
Yeah.
No intention at all like
okay.
that.
Okay, well that's good to know. I was worried there for a second.
Does Clark like goldfish?
Like actual like
the crackers?
Probably.
He probably eats the real ones too, but the crackers. Well, they're launching a new spicy dill flavor this week, just in time for summer. Spicy dill flavored goldfish crackers.
That sounds like it would be good with a bloody.
That's what I was thinking. Bloody Mary. That's what I was thinking.
All right, let's change things completely here. I was excited to hear about this. They are rescheduling that Mike Tyson fight where he fights Jake Paul. It's going to be November 15th, AT&T Stadium in Dallas. You know, this is a hot ticket. Just a few weeks ago, 85,000 people had already signed up for pre-sale tickets. I think the cheapest ones were going for just under $600 to see a 58-year-old Mike Tyson fight like a 28-year-old Jake Paul. Doesn't make any sense. But anything to see Iron Mike in the ring, man.
This is the difference between you and me. You're excited about, a rescheduling of a fight with Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
I'm excited about Reese's launching a jumbo peanut butter cup.
Rockford Weight Loss, you listening to this? Yeah,
an equivalent to four king-size peanut butter cups. Imagine
Jeez.
That. The new cup will be available this summer. The jumbo peanut butter cup has got to be like a bowl of Cool Whip.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be that
Good
big.
Lord.
And that is a whole lot of peanut butter cups.